Investigation Discovery's got a new 6-part series called People Magazine Investigates Surviving a Serial Killer. Joining us now is Alicia Dennis. Alicia, welcome to Talk 107.3. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
No, of course. Glad to have you.
I know it's a dark topic, you know?
No, it absolutely is. It absolutely is. But there are very few communities out there at this point that haven't had their own experiences in some way, shape, or form. We've had a couple of serial killers here in South Louisiana, probably most notably Derek Todd Lee.
Right.
So we've walked this path of fear of living it at the time, knowing, right. You know, the news stories are out there and what's just around the corner. So we don't shy away from talking about it in other places. What put this show together?
Well, this was interesting for us because, you know, when People Magazine investigates, we've looked at a lot of different cases across, you know, a lot of different moments in crime, if you would call it that. But this was the first time that we focused just on survivors. So this is, you know, I survived a serial killer. We have 6 episodes where we talk with people who manage somehow to survive, and then they want to share this, you know, story of the most horrible moments of their lives as part of their process, I think, to heal, part of their process to help other people and to even help law enforcement crack open some of these cases. And so for 6 different episodes, you're going to go inside, you know, those moments and those memories with survivors. And so it's pretty remarkable.
Alicia Dennis is with us, hosting the People Magazine Investigates Surviving a Serial Killer. The premiere episode involves the serial killer, I believe I'm pronouncing this right, Rodney Alcala?
That's right. Yeah, law enforcement knew him as the Dating Game Killer. And the reason he was called that is back in the very beginning of reality television, way in the late 60s, early 70s, they had the show called The Dating Game. I don't know if you remember this.
I do.
Bachelorettes, when bachelors would go on the show and there'd be 3 people behind a screen and the bachelorette would get to ask questions. Bachelor number 1, what would you do if we went on a date? And these kinds of things. And this man was so charming, so charismatic that he managed to get on the show, and not only get on it, but he won the day. He won the day.
Wow.
Yeah. And he had already murdered multiple people at the time. Of course, no one knew that.
Right.
And investigators believe that, you know, he killed between 80 and 120 people. And we talked to a woman who was a teenager when she was attacked. Her name is Morgan Rowan. And for the very first time, she's finally able to talk about this after decades of living with it.
This is back in the 60s. So it, as shocking as it is to hear 80 to 120, I mean, that number is overwhelming within itself. But the disparity of not knowing whether it was 80 or 120 or anywhere therein, that right there is just it. That in and of itself is baffling.
It is.
Walking us through a little bit, and I don't want to give any spoilers because the show airs coming up, I believe, Sunday at 8:00 on Investigation Discovery. Walking us through a little bit of talking to Morgan Rowan, are we looking at like the blow by blow description of how things happened, or are we looking at kind of maybe a little bit deeper into like what the human connection was before the attack, sort of thing?
You know, that's such a good question. It's both. You know, Morgan talks about, you know, a lot of different serial killers focus on victims that are random, just terrible moments of people in the wrong place at the wrong time. Rodney Alcala was different in that he sometimes targeted people that were in his circle, you know, people that were connected to friends of his or people that were connected to people that he knew. Mm-hmm. And that was the situation for Morgan. And so she's able to kind of explain, you know, what that charisma and everything was like, why people were drawn to him. And then really the moment where there was almost like a switch that went off where he would turn and he'd become blank and his eyes would almost, she said, you know, like become empty, like a shark, and there would be the monster before her. And, you know, she does take us through the moments of, you know, how she survived that. Mm-hmm. These survivors are incredibly brave and strong, where they have gone back to the places where, you know, these things happened, in order to kind of walk through them in detail. And then she talks a lot about, you know, how she connected later with another one of the survivors, a woman who at the time she was attacked was only 8 years old.
Oh, goodness.
And in years later, she faced Rodney Alcala in court and was instrumental in bringing him to justice. And so she and Morgan have become close. They support one another. It's a story that no one has ever heard before. And it's really chilling, but at the same time, there's some hope and inspiration in it too, to see the strength of these women.
We're talking with Alicia Dennis, the editorial director for People's Crime, talking about Surviving a Serial Killer, which will premiere on Investigation Discovery this Sunday night at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central on ID. Moving past the dating game killer, there are five other episodes in this 6-part series. Walk me through them episode by episode, if you could.
Sure, of course. Yeah, we look at the railroad killer. This was a guy by the name of Angel Resendez, and he was called that because he would jump on railroad cars between California all the way to Florida. And so a lot of this was incredibly random. People that were anywhere near him were often his targets. And a young woman who was in college in Kentucky, he happened upon her path where she was out on a date with a boyfriend. And she talks a lot about how she managed to not only survive, but she started a nonprofit advocacy center to help other victims. We also look at the Casanova killer. This was a guy who, Paul John Knowles, who took a woman's sister hostage and then threatened to kidnap her young son. And she told him, "No, take me." And the only way that she was able to survive was to try to play a mind game with him and convince him that they were actually in love with each other. And this was interesting in that when she finally did escape, police could not figure out how to help her back then, because they thought that it was a he said, she said situation. And we talk to police now who are just horrified about the way that they investigated that case, that they could have saved other victims had they investigated it differently. And I think it changed the way that police look at these kinds of cases and listen to victims. Mm-hmm. We also talked to someone who was a well-known community leader, someone who ran a church and had a dark secret of being actually a serial killer in secret. A man who operated in Chicago, he was known as the Handsome Devil, just these searing blue eyes, brought people into his inner circle, and he also was hiding, you know, real horrors. And then our last episode is really interesting in that it focuses on serial killers who are brothers, and that rarely happens. The victim who survived, Cheryl Bartlett Fan, talks about how when she was initially kidnapped, and she was trying to figure out a way to escape, and another person comes in the room, she thinks she's going to be saved. She thinks that person is now going to make it so that she's let free. And instead, this is someone who is part of the monstrous evil crimes. It's a couple of brothers. And so I think that even though these are really full of horror and darkness, there's also such an interesting part where these survivors are getting for the first time to talk to us about how they feel, mm-hmm. and what they went through, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We got about 2 minutes left with Alicia Dennis from Surviving a Serial Killer, which you can catch starting this Sunday on Investigation Discovery. Alicia, this is not your first foray into the world of crime. I mean, you've seen some dark things throughout. We had you on last July about what was going on Investigation Discovery then as well. Is this one proving to be different because it's survivors?
It is, you know, and I think that it's really, when you talk to these survivors and you try to explain to them, this is going to be really hard. And I know that they understand to some degree, but we let them know, you know, this is going to be in People Magazine. This is going to be on People.com. It's going to be on Investigation Discovery, and we're now on Max, which used to be HBO Max, and it's Max now. Oh, so sweet. This story is going to be known everywhere. Are you sure that you're ready for this? And I was just amazed that, you know, not only were these people ready for it, and certainly it was hard, and people had to take breaks from time to time. This was, you know, so much a part of what they wanted to make sure the world knew about their lives, that it was really interesting, you know, to put together, and in kind of a different way of looking at these cases.
It premieres this Sunday night on ID, and glad to hear it's on Max because I've got that one readily available as well. We'll continue over the next 6 weeks. It is Surviving a Serial Killer. She is Alicia Dennis. I appreciate a couple minutes this morning. Thanks for hopping on board.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Of course, always.